small with a word of prayer. I'd like you to continue to be in prayer for Romeo and his family. His visa thing is working out good, and he is appreciative of the prayers. And just continue to be in prayer. Does anyone have anything else anything we need to be in prayer that we have not made aware of? Yes.
Jerry's dad somehow hurt his back. He just had his knee operated on, and he did something to hurt his back.
So pretty bad?
Well,
all right. Well, let's be in prayer. First name, I'm sorry.
Art,
yes. We need to be in prayer. Jerry's dad, and first his leg, and now his back. And his wife quit beating on him.
Yeah.
And so. And we can give thanks. Judith made it back from New York. Didn't stay there. All right. Judith, you can sit right up here next to Gary if you want. So we need to be in prayer for Art. Anybody else have anything that we need to come to agreement on and think about? Okay. Continue to be in prayer for each other as we continue to walk in spiritual warfare. Be in prayer in regard to the church and property. The decision has not been made. And so just continue. And I continually don't make it an issue every time, but just be in prayer in regard to my studies. Not only working on the three things we're doing, but Daniel and then being who you are in Christ, or our study dealing with stress and anxiety and depression. And as I told you, I have never been so inclined to look at Scripture that way. Not sure why, but just never have. But things have occurred that so many requests or questions that I don't even really don't know how the Holy Spirit got me into this jam, but here I am, and I'm having to do a great deal of study. I will not, and I'll make this very clear when we get into that study, I will not get involved in clinical or technical things dealing with stress, anxiety, and depression. I'm not qualified, and I know that. But I am very qualified to deal with them according to Scripture. And that will be the area that we will zero in on. And there are so many things as I read the professionals at in those areas with PhDs, and it's just amazing to me. The answer is very simple. The more I read and study, and after you've read about two or three, they're all saying the same thing after that, and dealing with stress, anxiety, depression. And now, as to what to do about it, then that's where their books start being so different, and they all got different things they want you to do. And a lot of them have a great amount to say on being happy with yourself, loving yourself. And that's just the worst thing you can do if you understand the flesh and understand why we have those problems. So I just be in prayer in regard to so many things that I am working on along with our study here. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Again, the prayer is not ritualistic. The prayer is very important. Orienting ourselves to who the teacher is, and he can instruct, open our eyes, and see the things that he would have us to see. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, there is nothing more dangerous than what we are about to do, and that is the opening up of Scripture. Opening the Bible, Heavenly Father, to listen to your Spirit, open our eyes and our ears to what you would have us to see and what you would have us to hear in regard to what is going on. So, Father, we pray now that your Spirit will cause us to see the things and be the teacher. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Please open the Bible to Acts heading verse chapter 1. Please open the Bibles to Acts chapter 1. By way of introduction of our study tonight, let's just read. We'll do this occasionally to keep us oriented in our studies in the book of Revelation. Acts chapter 1 is beginning of the church, and